Hello, folks. This is the Knick Knack Podcast. I'm Knick Knack. I'm a neurodivergent trans and queer person. She, they pronouns. I'm still getting used to that, and I'm sure you out there in listener land are getting used to that, too. My brain, as I am recording this, is attacking me with thoughts and ideas and notions, and I think it's best if we get started here, so grab your favorite beverage, grab a breath, and we will do just that. I've been trying to lay low, not podcast for a few days, just to give myself some time to think and to stem a little bit and to just be a human beyond just doing this job. And it is a job. It is labor. It's funny. I see on some profiles some of the apps I've been using lately to try and connect with people. People saying things so beautiful as, I don't dream of labor. I don't dream of a job. And I certainly don't dream of labor, and I don't dream of a job either. I dream of just doing this, which is a job and labor, but it is not as strictly a job and labor as it might otherwise be considered to be. And I'm really struggling still with connecting with people. I have run across several different ideas about how to connect with people, how to be open and honest and hashtag actually autistic and just let myself be who I am. And that's what I've been working on. And a big part of that, of course, obviously, is going with she, her, and then I count myself very fortunate, because as much as I complain about Chico, and obviously I complain about Chico quite a bit, calling it hellhole and whatnot, I'm very lucky, very, very lucky in that I can get along with approximately 0.0001 to 0.0003, hopefully I got those zeros right, because that's mathematically important, of the Chico population, which is to say, I can get along with about 10.1 to 30.1 of the population of Chico, myself included. Sometimes I can get along with myself, sometimes I can't, and it's so vital and so important that the people kind of that I would loosely describe as being lefties, as being anarchists, socialists, communists, people like that, it's vitally important that we stick together, that we have our camaraderie, that we have equality and love and respect and solidarity for each other. I released Camaraderie about this time last year, fully expecting what's-his-face to win, the evil business dude who I blocked out of my brain. Actually, I remember his name now, but I'm not going to say it. So I guess it's a Voldemort type of situation. But anyway, I expected that creature to win, and I think that creature will be come back again successfully. And I actually anticipated somewhat successfully to some degree that even if he didn't win, it would actually be not much better. And turns out he didn't win, and it's actually not much better. The fascism is everywhere, the horribleness is everywhere, and all you can do is find people that you get along with and connect with and hang on to them for dear frickin' life. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to figure out how to connect. Because as Anthony said towards the end of that song that he graciously allows me to use in these podcasts, The Fool's Guide, you know, you may want to be freer from people. You may want to not have the people pressure on you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or however long you are social. But at the end of the day, gosh help me, I need people. I desperately, desperately need people. And I think even if you're neurodivergent, even if you spend a lot of your time alone, and I do spend most of my time alone, I desperately need people. Other neurodivergent people desperately need people. Other leftists in general, you know, whether you're a communist or an anarchist or a socialist or somewhere in between, I think if you're in that camp, you desperately need people too. And I've seemed to have noticed a lot of, this is just anecdotally, this is not evidence-based or anything, but I've noticed that a lot of trans people, a lot of people that don't identify with societal norms, be that gender norms or sexual orientation norms or relationship norms or anything else, a lot of these people are in the leftist community. And I count myself so lucky as I've started to reach out for connections online, and I've started to have some success. I found a person that, despite us being in completely different corners of the world, some 5,000-6,000 miles apart, great circle, we share a lot of interests, and we're really both cool, interesting people. And I'm meeting a lot of people like that, and I'm really noticing that at certain times, I'll crave one type of connection. And the type of connection I generally crave most often is the highly intellectual, highly rebellious leftist, intellectual revolutionary type connection. Like, that's what I crave the most often. And so when I can find that sort of thing, of course, that's what I'll go for. But sometimes, too, I like, you know, the more academic sort of connection, the more scientific, the more what's the latest in psychology, or what's the latest in philosophy, or what's the latest in, you know, whatever special academic interest I have going that particular day. And then sometimes I want to be a transportation nut, you know, app geeky, sim geek, all that sort of stuff. So I have so many special interests. I am autistic as hell. I was told today, and this is so validating and so freeing, because I've been trying to change, you know, modify my voice a little bit in the past couple episodes. So I was told today that I have a very gender-neutral voice, and I'm going to go with that. I'm probably going to try and keep modifying it and making it slightly higher than it naturally is anyway, but that helps me. I've started to get female clothing through very generous donations. That's going to be a slow thing. If you know me personally, I may walk out of the house tomorrow with a purse on, but I'm not going to walk out tomorrow with, you know, clean shaven, being a beautiful woman. Like, that doesn't happen overnight. And body dysmorphia is a thing. It is a real thing. And you know, gender euphoria, I think, is a real thing, because I've been very happy when I stumble upon what I think of as very girly things, and excited sort of thing. That's been good, and I think I'm progressing, and I appreciate the hell out of people that come along for the ride, not only, you know, somewhat passively through this podcast, because that's an important vehicle for me, because I'm auditory, and that's the way I work, and that's the way I best express myself, but also those people that I'm connecting with. And I'm a person that needs more than one love, and I'm struggling with trying to find some sort of relationship algorithm. And, you know, obviously you need two subtypes of relationship algorithms. You need the friendship algorithm, so that's one, and then you need the romantic algorithm. And, you know, Sims makes it easy to split. You split when the relationship hits 70, and you can safely start flirting. That's generally the way The Sims works. But real life is not so split and neat and nice. So me trying to figure that out, that's what's going on. A lot of other things going on, too. My time on the organizing council for Chico DSA is coming to a close. I'm not quite sure what's next. I wish the new OC all the luck in the world. It's a very important thing, and I'm happy to have briefly had one hand on the baton for a brief amount of time, and I'm happy to pass that baton along to the next generation, or the next iteration, whatever word you want to use. So I'm going to leave it here. Keep in mind that you shouldn't have to mask. You should feel safe in being yourself. And also keep in mind, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. Thank you so much for listening. Please stay tuned for the credits and Anthony Rotunno's wonderful song, so you can find out how to support my podcast. I would humbly ask that you support it any way you can, because even though I don't view this as a job, it is labor. It takes a lot out of me, and it would mean a great deal to me if you would support me. So I thank you so much for listening. Please reach out if you want to connect in a genuine, honest way. NICNAC@NICNACPOD.net. Till next time, stay safe, stay sane. Bye.
Are the schools shitting out fools who believe what they read and believe what they see? Don't believe them and don't believe me. I'm a tool. I'm your changes of mood. I'm a drug in your food. Don't believe them and don't believe me.
If you'd like to support my work, please head to knickknackpod.net. That's knicknacpod.net. Reviews in the podcast apps help as well. The opening music is Raindrop Rhapsody by Josh Oakenberry. The bridge to the outro is the wonderful Fool's Guide by Anthony Rotuno. You can find Anthony at anthonyrotuno.com. And the closing music is, of course, Catch Me If You Can by Attica Attica. You can find Attica Attica at atticaattica.bandcamp.com. I thank all these wonderful musicians for allowing their creations to be used in this production. I share and know the value of the Creative Commons approach to intellectual creations, which is why the Knick Knack Podcast and FS Redlong series is copyright 2006 through 2021 by Knick Knack Marsh and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. May you find the safety and support you need to empower you and meet your needs. Bye. I'm running hard without a gun before I'm land. So catch me if you can. I'm on the plots, my hat pulled down with a bottle in my bag. I'm on the boat against the rail with the wind against my back.